we're supposed to remember, because in book 6 you should honestly have no questions anymore, because you're hearing the last wording of Rumi about his stuff, right? Okay. Peter?
How an inquirer asked about a bird that was supposed to have settled on the wall of a city. Is its head more excellent and estimable and noble and honourable, or its tail? And how the preacher gave him a reply suited to the measure of his understanding.
Means what? What was his last verse? Talking about that bird, right? Means, he said, let's talk about thinking. Now, the first question is, okay, this birdie has a head, has a tail. Which one is better? Do you get it? Think about it. Whatever you're talking has a head and a tail. Means you could bring it out, whoop, this is, you explain it. Then the tail of explanation, conversation, argument, blah, 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 all of that is there. Which one is more important? Yeah, this question is yes, really.
One day, an inquirer said to a preacher, "O thou who art the pulpit's most eminent expounder, I have a question to ask. Answer my question in this assembly place, O possessor of the marrow. A bird has settled on the city wall. Which is better, its head or its tail?" He replied, "If its face is to the town and its tail to the country, know that its face is better than its tail. But if its tail is towards the town and its face to the country, be the dust on that tail and spring away from its face."
Okay. Very simple, right? This is not something you could forget. Is it? The birdie is sitting on a wall. His head is better or his tail? Said relevant. Depends. It depends how he is sitting there. If his head is towards what? Civilization. We talked about this civilized fellow and the peasant friend, remember? Over there, Rumi explained that why I believe in civilization, that peasant stuff is bad. Here we say, the birdie, if his face is towards civilization, his head is better. If his tail is towards civilization, his tail is better. Means, all this thinking and hunting for the meaning and all that stuff is no good. Depends. Don't forget that we should be careful about we. Because the tendency of I and us is always here. That is the trick. Yes.
A bird flies to its nest by means of wings. The wings of man are aspiration, O people. The lover who is soiled with good and evil, do not regard the good and evil, regard the aspiration. If a falcon be white and beyond compare, it becomes despicable when it hunts a mouse. And if there be an owl that has desire for the king, it is the falcon's head. Do not regard the hood.
Aha! Okay, let's talk about our birdie, is it? Oh, look at our birdie. When I'm talking about this birdie, even if it looks like nonsense to you, this is the real Bodhi, the one which is hunting for my soul, is hunting for the knowledge. That is the real Bodhi. If this Bodhi, which is here, is hunting nonsense, this is not a good Bodhi, no matter what. Means that the subject should be important, not the objectivity of looking at something. That's the tendency. That's what you should understand. Yes?
Man, no bigger than a kneading trough, has surpassed the heavens and the ether. Did this heaven ever hear we have honored, which this sorrowful man heard?
Aha. He says, God says that if it was not for you, I wouldn't create everything. Means what?
Means what?
Yeah, if you're a romantic religious fellow, you'll say, oh yes, God loves me, it's because... It's not like that. You should think about the meaning of the sentence. He said, you are at the top of the wave now. So everything was prepared for this moment. Everything is created for you. You say, what is this fellow that I'm talking about? Look at him. Or her. What is it? A little stuff like this. But this little stuff like this, look at this fellow who knows about the galaxies and goes here and there and all that stuff. Where is that coming from? Ah, this is why I talk about the civilized fellow. Because when you are talking about the peasant, there is no such a difference. That peasant is living like the other animals, like the bees, like, right? When we are talking about the humanity, we are talking about the other level. Look at that stuff, which will make us unique. This is the trick. We are exceptional because we have the appetite for this knowledge, yes?
Did anyone offer to earth and sky beauty and reason and eloquence and fond affection? Didst thou ever display to heaven thy beauty of countenance and thy sureness of judgment in opinion? Didst thou ever, O Son, offer thy silvery limbs to the pictured forms in the bathhouse?
Yeah, this is a good trick. In Rumi's time was not possible like now. In Rumi's time, the only place was the wall of the main bathroom. You know why? Because that's a place which they have... they are trying their best for the hygienic and property of the stuff, so they cover all the walls with the best material they could have, which are these ceramic stuff. And at the same time, that ceramic stuff is something that is very expensive, and they paint with it. This silly painting is on the wall, and he brings that one. And we say, have you ever noticed that paintings? You walk over the naked even. Have you ever seen that one? That fellow in that painting is looking at me. Now is much better because there are pictures. You have a picture on your wall. Does it look like a human? But do you think about it as a human being? When you are looking to a human being, you are noticing the soul which is there, that essence, not the form of being. Yes?
Thou leavest these hoary-like figures and displayest thyself to a half-blind old woman.
When there is this playboy and you see all of those beautiful ladies, how could you go and have sex with an ugly fellow? Those paintings are beautiful, right? But you prefer a living creature. Why? Yes.
What is there in the old woman that was not in them, so that she wrapped thee away from those figures to herself? Thou wilt not say, I will tell plainly.
I know that you cannot say, but I could say it's simple. Yes?
'Tis reason and sense and perception and consideration and soul. In the old woman there is a soul that mingles. The pictured forms in the hot baths have no spirit. If the pictured form in the hot bath should move, it would at once separate thee from the old woman. What is soul? Conscious of good and evil, rejoicing on account of kindness, weeping on account of injury. Since consciousness is the inmost nature and essence of the soul, the more aware one is, the more spiritual is he.
This is higher. Let's talk about jhana, life. What is it? Where do we say, this is being informed about good and bad. That's a living creature. A living creature should realize between good and bad and be glad when something goes good and cry when something goes bad. You see? So the essence of this life is knowing, being informed. Whoever is more informed is more alive. See, said the base of the life is knowing. If something doesn't know good or bad, that stuff is not alive, right? Said, okay, we the people, whoever knows a lot about good and bad is more alive. The one who knows less about good or bad is less alive. That's the point. So life depends on that being informed, knowing. Yes?
Awareness is the effect of the spirit. Anyone who has this in excess is a man of God.
Now? Okay, I talked about what is here, what is here, what is knowledge, what is all of that. Now, let me talk about the soul, the spirit. The spirit is influenced by knowledge. Therefore, whoever is touching that base suddenly is holy to us. Because suddenly the spirit will change with all informations. Yes?
Since there are consciousnesses beyond this nature, in that arena, these souls are like inanimate matter.
The field of the spirit, all this stuff that we are talking about is earthly and information which is nonsense.